Joining us now, he is a junior at Belmont Abbey, or was a junior, I guess, and since we're in the summertime now, at Belmont Abbey, Nick Stafford joins us. Nick, welcome into the golf shop.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, so I'm looking at your bio, and I've got a question.
And it's not about Taylor Swift.
So you're in your around 20 years old, I'm assuming, and
yes, sir.
Your ideal foursome has Rory McIlroy, can totally see that.
Totally.
Fred Couples and Tom Watson. Now, these are two guys that are a little out of your generation. How does Fred Couples and Tom Watson end up being in your ideal foursome?
Well, Fred Couples has always been one of my favorite golfers. My dad, he got me started into the game, and it was always his favorite golfer, and I just liked the way he swung the golf club. So he would, you know, I always try to mimic him when I go to the driving range as far as tempo goes. And Tom Watson, I can't think of anybody better, you know, to play with, just to learn from, because he's not the longest guy on tour. He never has been. He's a master of the game in all aspects. And I think it's just cool to watch the older guys and the older generations play versus the newer generations. They play with a different style as far as the new guys do.
I think it'd be
fun to watch those guys play.
Which is very interesting, because when I first really started following golf, I was Johnny Miller, then went to Tom Watson, and then went to Freddie Couples. So it's just very interesting that your dad was Tom Watson and Freddie Couples. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, like those two guys, do your golf shoes have Velcro closures?
They don't tie my shoes up.
Well, it's, you know, we have often talked here, and Mark and I are both in our late 40s, that the Champions Tour right now has all the heroes of our youth. And if these guys are in your dream foursome, would I be just as likely to find you at a top level Champions Tour event, hanging out, taking notes, as I would say at the Wells Fargo?
Oh man, absolutely! I love watching the Champions Tour guys play. They just play with a different. It's a different style of golf as far as they play methodically rather than just hit it as far as you can and as hard as you can, no matter where it goes, wedge it close and try to make a putt. They're playing more for the way that I like to go about playing and hitting fairways, hitting greens, giving yourself good chances at making birdie rather than just blasting a driver and trying to hit it close.
Absolutely. I have long, you know, talked on this show and privately with folks about the LPGA and the Champions Tour and the Symetra Tour as a way that, you know, the way those folks are playing the game is much more accessible to us as golfers,
right,
than what you're seeing these guys on the PGA Tour do. And never have people played better golf personally than in the few days after they check out an event live and watch the champions, the ladies, and the Symetra Tour players actually swing a golf club. So I'm happy to hear you're not out there just trying to grip it and rip it.
Yes, sir.
So, all right, so coming out of junior year at Belmont Abbey, kind of give me your synopsis of the fall and spring season. Kind of give me what happened and what went down for you individually and the team.
So during the fall, we came in very strong team. You know, we all set our expectations high, and throughout the fall semester, we had some really good tournaments as a team. You know, some of the things that I'd worked on personally over the summer had started to show up in some of my tournaments that I was playing. And, you know, throughout the season, I just kept getting more comfortable and more comfortable and more comfortable repeating those things. And I got to a point kind of around, I'd say after first semester was over, where I wanted to change some things to try to get better even for the spring season and, you know, keep trying to improve. And that being said, we go into our spring season. I think we were right around 18th or 20th in the country as a team. And so I go into the spring season and tried to put those things that I've been working on here lately over into tournament mode, so to speak. And struggled somewhat through the spring, but toward the end of the spring, I kind of started to groove some of those things that I was working on down. And as far as our team goes, we played a solid spring to get to regionals, and we did everything we could to put ourselves there. However, we just got beat in a playoff by a team in a different conference, actually, who chipped in on the last hole, or playoff hole, to edge us out. And that's how close our team was to getting to regionals. So hopefully next year we can capitalize on good tournaments and, you know, minimize our our bad tournaments.
Well, we're on with Nick Stafford, rising senior golfer at Belmont Abbey College, and Nick, I think what some of our listeners might be surprised to hear. I mean, Belmont Abbey has a, you know, there are 15, 18 guys on the golf team. It's Division II golf, which is a lot stronger than I think people realize, and college golf, as are most of the Olympic non-revenue sports, is not real glamorous, even at the highest level. But you came out of this season, and you were named a second-team All-American. What did that honor mean to you?
Well, it was awesome. It was another box I can check off my list of things that I'd like to accomplish while I'm playing this game. You know, it's one of those goals that I'd had that has kind of been hanging over my head for a little while now. And to finally be able to fulfill that goal, it's just kind of a sense of relief more so than accomplishment. I thought that, you know, if I kept continuing to play good golf, eventually it would happen one day. So that was the biggest goal for me, was just to play good golf and let everything take care of itself.
Yeah, and as you go into the summer here, and how does it differ trying to, you know, go maybe play in amateur events around the Carolinas or wherever you're going to play, stepping away from that team aspect? Is it hard to kind of remove yourself from the team aspect and again try and go out there and compete as an individual during the summers?
It is a little bit different. However, I don't, you know, necessarily try to do anything different than I would if I were playing on a team. I think that college golf, a lot of people, you know, you put the team aspect into it, and a lot of people think that, you know, everybody does works together as a team. But the way that I kind of see it is, if each individual on that team does their job, then nothing should change. So I'm not going to take anything different away from going to play as an individual. I'm just going to go out there and do my job, which is to beat the course, ultimately to break par. And so each time I tee it up, that's what I keep in mind when I go play. I try to break par. And, you know, if I'm doing that, then I feel like I'm doing my job.
Well, Nick, we have a lot of listeners who are parents and grandparents and junior golfers themselves. And now that you're at this point where you're nearing the end of your college career, you've seen a lot in this generation of both golfers and their parents and their coaches.
Yes, sir.
And everything. You know, what are some of the, what advice would you give a junior golfer who's looking to maybe, you know, get into a higher level amateur game, get into play on their, you know, on as the number one or number two on their high school team? What kinds of things should they be focusing on throughout the year to be a better athlete and a better golfer?
Well, I think that they should focus, you know, on their own game specifically. Not everybody can hit their drive 330 yards. Not everybody's a good putter, but I think that they should enhance what they're good at, whether it be short game, iron play, driving the ball, putting, whatever it is that they're good at. I think they should try to get that as good as they can possibly get it, and then start working on other areas of their games, you know, that they're not so strong in, to try to build their weaknesses up to where it's not so much a weakness anymore, but, you know, works for them in an asset. And that being said, a lot of juniors and, you know, junior golfers especially, they go out and they see a lot of guys, you know, who hit driver far. They're carrying a golf bag that says, you know, Auburn University or, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, they get intimidated by that. And I know I was when I was the junior golfer, but it's a pretty simple rule of thumb. And it was actually told to me by my dad now. He told me, you know, the golf ball doesn't know who's hitting it, so just go out there and have fun. And I think that's the biggest thing, is you just got to go out there and have fun and let everything take care of itself.
Well, yeah, at the same time, it's also got to be fun to go out there and beat those guys that are carrying the Auburn and the Clemson and those golf bags, isn't it?
Right. It is. Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun.
All right, so you mentioned coming into last fall that you were working on some things. Coming out of the spring season, what's the what's working well with your game, and what is the thing that you're working on this summer?
Right now, my iron play is extremely well. I feel like I'm playing well from the fairway. I feel like I'm hitting my wedges really good. I'm driving the ball well, which is something that I always kind of – I'll go on little spurts where I'll drive it well for a few months, and then I'll get crooked there for a little while, and I have to work that back into the fairway. But as of right now, I'm hitting the ball extremely well. I'm just struggling a little bit on the greens. So I'm working on trying to maybe read greens a little better and work on my speed. I'm trying to get to where I'm a more consistent putter and I don't have to necessarily rely on my ball striking all the time. So I'm trying to learn how to make some more 15-footers in a round or grind a little harder over maybe, those 5-foot par putts. Try to make a couple momentum putts throughout a round where I can, you make a 5-foot par putt save, you hit a couple good iron shots on the next few holes, you get one of those to leak in, and, you ultimately turn a 72 round into a 69 or 70 round, which you're gaining strokes on the field if you're shooting under par.
Again, we're talking to Nick Stafford, rising senior golfer at Belmont Abbey College. And again, as your college career begins to wind down and you're looking at sort of the long view, I'm sure when you allow yourself, your head hits the pillow, in March and April, you think, well, someday I'd love to be playing at the Masters. But what are your golf goals and what's reasonable and attainable? I'm assuming that you are on schedule to graduate from the Abbey next spring. And so what's next for you as a golfer, both in your sort of your dream world and what's realistic?
Well, I like to keep everything pretty much in perspective. Upon graduation, I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to do yet as far as the summer goes. I don't know whether I'll stay as an amateur throughout the summer or I'll turn pro immediately upon graduation. I would like to go to Q School for either Latin American PGA or PGA Canada and try to work my way onto possibly web.com or whatever it is through one of those two tours. That being said, those Q schools are usually during, I believe, March, right in March.
Mm-hmm.
Upon graduation, I'll have, 6 or 8 months before I have to go compete in one of those. So what I plan to do is play local G-Pro events around the area and just try to get my feet wet as far as professional golf goes to see what I need to work on to ultimately get my game to the next level.
All right, Nick, one of the questions we ask all of our golfers, not warming up for a round, but, in the middle of a long time you have to practice. I give you an hour at a top-notch facility. There's a chipping area, a putting area, a driving range. How do you divide your hour of practice to get the most out of your game?
For me, I would spend 30 minutes on the putting green. I would just immediately go to the putting green, and I'd find, putts that I need to work on. If, the greens are perfect, I would roll putts as long as I could for 30 minutes, or, 30 minutes, and just try to work on, getting a more fundamental stroke. And then I would say the other 30 minutes that I had, I would spend probably 15 minutes around, the short game facility as far as, inside of 50 yards, that kind of thing. And I would spend the last 15 minutes doing what I like to call wedge pods. I would hit shots from inside of probably 130 yards to, targets 130, 120, 110, 100, like that. I wouldn't pick up a driver or a 7-iron or anything like that. I would just work on short game.
Amen. Now I have to ask you, as a, we see the hackers out there and they'll get a bucket of balls and they can't get through it fast enough and they're hitting all drivers and all 5-irons. Do you even see college golfers making that same mistake that just go out and beat balls for hour upon hour upon hour and not enough time on the short game?
Right. Unfortunately, I do. I think everybody is, guilty of that at one point or another. Some days all you want to do, you go to practice. Practicing every day becomes a grind once you get, midway through the season. And some days you roll out to practice and you stand on the driving range for an hour and a half. And by the time you're done with that, you're like, I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to do something else. And so I think everybody kind of is guilty of that at one time or another. But unfortunately, I see too many good players not spend enough time around the greens and, hitting shots, the scoring area of the golf game. For the most part, everybody should be able, that plays college golf, everybody should be able to get, the golf ball in play off the tee box. So, why not try to get better from the scoring area of the game if everybody hits the ball relatively the same?
All right. Well, Nick, thanks for coming on this morning. Good luck to you this summer and as you go through your career.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.